Welcome to the Deep Dive. So imagine growing up, right in the fallout zone of maybe the most famously disastrous divorce story ever told. Today we're diving into Warren Adler's novel, The Children of the Roses. That's because this is, well, darkly comedic edge. Now, for many of you readers who've already been through the, let's say, domestic battlefield of the War of the Roses, this is really our exploration of what comes after. The emotional shrapnel, the legacies, yeah. You know, and the pretty wild ripple effects on the kids, Josh and Evie Rose, now that they're adults.
Right. And what Adler does so brilliantly, I think, is focus on Josh and Evie. On the surface, they look successful, right? They've got their lives together. But underneath, they're absolutely still living in the wreckage of their parents' infamous war. It really shows off Adler's sharp sort of satirical lens. He reveals how that deep family trauma, it doesn't just vanish, it kind of quietly rewires you.
Yeah, it seeps in. It influences, well, everything in their adult lives. It's really striking how he portrays Josh. Josh is now, you know, a family man married to Victoria. And Victoria, she seems so meticulously pinned together, very controlled.
Extremely controlled.
But what's Adler really digging into there? About how their parents' disaster shaped their own attempts at, like, building a relationship.
Well, it seems Josh just finds himself falling into similar patterns, doesn't he? He's caught between this sense of loyalty and maybe a deep kind of repression. And Victoria, she's got her own baggage, her own fractured childhood, so she uses that control almost like a shield.
Like a distorted mirror image, isn't it?
Exactly. She ends up building this marriage that starts to feel, well, emotionally rigid. It's the very thing she was probably trying desperately to get away from.
Which really hits at that core theme, I think, this inherited dysfunction.
That's it, precisely. Adler's looking at how these unaddressed issues, these unspoken ways of behaving, they just get passed down.
Unconsciously, right. They become the blueprint for the next generation. It's not like a choice they're making. It's just this deep, ingrained emotional thing shaping their adult lives.
Seeping into everything. Relationships, how they think about parenting, their identities. Mm-hmm. And then there's Evie, the sister. Initially, she's sort of the opposite, stays single, quite distant.
Self-protective.
Very self-protective. Until a health scare kind of forces her hand, cracks that armor a bit.
And that's where their sibling bond becomes so interesting, right?
Absolutely. Together, Josh and Evie, their relationship is, well, it's complicated.
Touching, but also kind of tense.
Exactly. It's this constant push and pull, codependence versus trying to be their own person. Their shared trauma is the glue, but it also causes friction, these little resentments. Adler shows beautifully how this bond forged in chaos becomes their key to survival. Flawed, but essential.
Yeah. And he doesn't shy away from poking fun at, well, maybe well-intentioned, but ultimately kind of doomed solutions people try.
He certainly doesn't. That whole failed nesting custody idea, he satirizes.
Right, where the kids stay put and the parents rotate in and out of the family
home.
Yeah. It sounds compassionate, maybe stable on the surface, but Adler portrays it as this symbolic performance. Everyone's just stuck in this house built on, you know, broken foundations. Nobody can actually move forward.
It makes you think, especially today with things like co-parenting apps and all this talk about emotional intelligence, The Children of the Roses feels like this darkly funny reality check.
Yeah.
Healing is innate. It's not always logical.
Not at all. And Adler finds the comedy right there in the rawest, most uncomfortable truths about family. It's quite something.
And, you know, for all you readers, the story feels incredibly relevant right now, especially with that new adaptation coming up, The Roses. With Benedict Cumberbatch and Olivia Colman?
Oh, absolutely. That casting is, wow. It really highlights that this isn't just some sequel. It's a deep dive into generational consequences, and it clearly still resonates.
So recapping a bit.
Yeah.
The book really asks some powerful questions about inheriting dysfunction, about the limits of good intentions.
Yeah, and even with all the biting humor, there's a real empathy there, I think, for these characters, these sort of walking wounded people. He finds the funny in the fallout, in the trauma. He shows us healing is messy, rarely a straight line. Sometimes it's just about keeping going, right? With maybe some dark laughter and a lot of resilience.
Definitely. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. This novel leaves you, the reader, with a pretty provocative thought to chew on. Can we really break free from the cycles we grew up in? Or are we just doomed to stage our own, maybe quieter versions of the same tragicomedy? Adler's answer. Well, it isn't simple. But it's honest, it's bitingly funny, and often hilariously true. It's a book you'll definitely want to experience for yourself.